Yep. I'm about to say the same thing.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, it's Melissa calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Awesome. I was just calling to confirm the hours that, what is his name? I just lost his name.
Donnie.
What hours is he supposed to be working?
Donnie works at 12 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. Then he gets off, and then 12 o'clock midnight to 8 in the morning. These guys has been working crazy. Donnie was not working when we first sent the hours over. He was not working for a lot of other reasons. He was going through some things, and when he did get compliant, before then, a week before his compliance came through, he was working. I had no other alternative, or I would have to find someone else. So he was working, and that's the only way I can work. I work full time. I have to go to work. I was with another agency for 4 years. I called the coordinator, have him send our hours to Family First. The name of it, the president, the presentation, everything about it that made grab my attention. Now I'm about to put my mom in a nursing home, most likely on the first, if I can find a bed for her. Because we at a point of no return. It's too much. Wygia, I had to advance her money. I had to advance Donnie money. He needed a letter to say he's working there. He couldn't get that. His family, everybody, we all came together. We had a cookout on the 4th. Everybody got his money together. That's what you call unity, and paid his rent. But he still have a payment on the 16th with the agreement. He needs to be paid his money. Wygia only got one paycheck. She been to the main office. She didn't see anyone. She had to speak through a camera. I never seen anything like that.
So there was nobody in the office?
She had to speak through a camera. I was on the phone with her. This woman cried for 15 minutes on the phone. She was speaking to them. She went into the building. She was speaking to some type of camera, I guess it's a doorbell camera, but no one let her in. She had a conversation through a doorbell. She videotaped it. Okay?
Oh, no.
So she videotaped it because she's fed up. She spoke to someone from the office and said that her check would be there. So she said, well, what's the address? She gave her, that's how she knew where to go. She gave her the address. She gets there. They had a party or something was going on there. She gets to the second floor and calls me ecstatic. I gave her $400 that day. I didn't have that money, but she reimbursed it when she got her first payment. However, she have not received a payment since.
So I have here that she received three payments.
The first payment Wygia received, she gave me money back, $400 of my money back. She was happy. I said, okay, good. Friday you get paid again. Can you please be to work at early today? She was like, all right, I'll come in early. So instead of getting here at 12, she got here at 10 for me, but we didn't document that. She was just helping me out because I had a meeting, okay? So this Friday just passed. She calls me upset. She said they said she didn't get her timesheet in enough time and cannot call the office because she's tired of calling. So I called. I didn't get any response from anyone. So at this point, I just started looking for nursing homes.
Because I got off the phone with her, because the thing is that it seems like the last time I have here that she clocked in and out or clocked in general was the 19th, there was an issue, was on the 19th of June. And I do see that the last time that it's registered really like well was the 22nd of June. I don't see any clocking in and out since then. So that's why I have called her, because I found this strange. And it's not us, it's the system. So what happens is if she is clocking in and out from outside of the home, it'll register, and on our end, it'll say it's out of range. But there hasn't been any clocking in and out at all whatsoever from what I see. I can't say that's what's happening because I'm not in front of the app.
I'm going to say this much. It's been a couple times at night. Wygia was like, why is the phone not working? The 301-541-6464. She tried to use her phone. It worked a couple times. But when she tried to use the house phone, it don't have nothing registered. Nothing at all.
You know what it is? That the insurance doesn't have a phone number listed for her. Like, I'm looking. That's why when I went into our system to get your phone number, because it doesn't have. She's supposed to be clocking in and out from the app, not from the phone. Now, if there is a house phone that you want me to,
we didn't know this because at the other agency, we just doing what we knew. The other agency, we just use the clocking in and out service, like call in and out. Like, not call, but, you know, you use the app.
She's aware of the app because she uses the app.
So what is it that she's not doing? What is going on?
I don't know. So, like, for example, I see here, like, on 619, she clocked in, but she wasn't at the home, but she didn't clock out. Then on 618, she clocked out, but she didn't clock in. So also on 614, she clocked in. She didn't clock out, and she wasn't in the home. So that's the issue. She has to be, since it's home care, she has to be.
This is what I'm going to do. I don't care if we out and about or she takes my mom somewhere. She takes my mom to the park. They sit by the water. She's very active, very active with my mom. So when she get here at noontime, she don't want to sit in the house with mom. She may go somewhere, but she need to come in and take her time and clock in. Because this discrepancy, she can't come to me and get funds no more. This is at this point, she has to do what she has to do.
100%. That's why I was trying to call her, because I know that there was an issue since I was looking at the clocking in and I was like, what is going on? So I asked her, I said, are you still working with the patient? She said, yes. So we do have an easier way of doing timesheets. It's electronic now. We did something electronic. So she just has to complete it the moment she sends it to me. I can put it in the system so she can get paid. But I'm looking at her pay stub. She did get paid three times.
But they must have gave her three times in one pay. Did they,
no, they
give it?
They gave her one big lump sum for the days that she, I guess she was also having clocking in and out issues. Then she got a second check for 1, 2, 3, 4 days, which is, I guess, the week that she worked. And then another day that she only clocked in for one, like it was just one day. So if she's not clocking in and out correctly, that's where the issue happens. But we always try to reach out for the timesheet so that she can get paid, because obviously, you know, if they're working, the patient needs the services. We don't want her, you know, we don't want her to lose the
services.
I don't
want to put mom in a nursing home.
Exactly.
I've been looking.
No.
It's so sad because the other agency, it was so much. In the beginning, it was good. At the end, it was communication. To me, it's effective communication is the best key, because I could go on to do what I have to do. I don't care what they get paid, long as they're getting paid. You understand? I don't care about what they're getting paid. Ain't no. The only thing I care about is being able to get out that door and know that mom is okay. So she come get mom and take her to the park, or she come get mom and they go get ice cream, or they go pick up her son and go somewhere, I'm fine with that. But come in the house, dang it, and do what you have to do. Whatever they need you to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
at this point,
I told her yesterday, I said, mom is going into the nursing home on the 1st. I cannot find a way to, I can't afford to pay y'all. If you're saying you ain't getting paid, Donnie just started 3 weeks ago. He haven't gotten paid. He wants y'all to reimburse, take the money out that was sent to his account. I said, well, that's understandable. You've been out of work for 3 months. He's been working with my mom now for 3.5 years. This never happened.
No,
he lived
I know
in that apartment for all that time and never had a problem. So, yes, I felt guilty. I felt bad because I told him to hold on. He started putting applications and then almost lost his apartment. He said he reached out to get a letter or something to show the landlord he do have a job. So he couldn't even get that.
Because the thing is that he, in order for us to get to pay him in general, he has to be compliant, meaning everything, application, document, every single document has to be in. It's like I can't say that he is working for us if he's not, you know, all
no,
his stuff is in.
No, that was then. This is now. He's in compliance now. He's fine.
No.
But
so
at
what
that time, I understand. I truly understand that part. But what I'm saying to you, it's just so frustrating. You got to understand where I'm coming from. I just don't want to be bothered. Do your job. Let me take a shower in the morning, get out the door so I won't be being late. You understand?
100%.
I need you here. I already worked out arrangements with my job. They understand what's going on. So if I tell them I'll be there at 12:40 because she's here at 12, I should be able to be there without having to sit here and listen to somebody crying about money.
No, I understand.
I need to get to work. I have to survive. This is so sad. And I was to the point where, you know, I called my friend. They was like, well, would you buy somebody to put my nursing home on the first? Like, I cannot. I need to be able to work. Like, I have to make a future for myself, too, because I'm getting older. I need to make sure I'm good. It's just not just mom. I've been doing this for years, and I love her so much. I would die for my mom. But I need to save myself, too. And if I need to have an agency that's going to pay these people so they can stay on my face, so that everybody happy, mom happy, a happy aide, a happy client.
100%.
Period. So that's all I want, efficiency. I want everything to, everything ain't smooth all the time. That's why I was okay at first. But come on now, the girl calling me crying at her office. I'm like, well, speak to someone else in the office. She said, you don't understand, Ms. Shawna. I'm speaking through a camera. I said, camera?
When did she go? Because I'm going
to
now.
She went there. Okay. She went. I can tell you who she spoke. She sent me the information. She got a video of her being in the building, second floor or something. It was a camera, and they wouldn't let her in. And she said, I'm here to pick up a check. And I heard them in the audio. They said, well, you have no check here. And she said, yes, I spoke to such, whoever the name she had it. And then she said, well, she told me to come here and pick up a check. She said, no, the check's coming from New York or something. It's
from the corporate office.
It's corporate office. It comes from New York. I don't know. You understand? So you know I know what I'm saying because how would I know this? And she left there crying because she backing her bills. So I'm like, I can't take care of y'all. This is outrageous.
That's insane, yeah.
It's just a nightmare. I cried about it. I said, I'm done. I'm tired of them crying to me. Everybody won't get paid. This is a job for them, but to me it's serious. I just need to get out and be able to work and take care of my mom the best I could. This is just too much. God damn it, it's too much. I never seen anything like this.
No.
This is too much. I understand Donnie not being in compliance, but he is now. He's working. Who's calling him? He gets here, he's like, I'm trying to clock out on my phone. It ain't working. I don't even, what's going on? And he was like, who can I call?
That's why I'm calling, because I know that when we call him, he doesn't pick up the phone. So
well,
I
spoke to him a few minutes ago. Donnie, you know, it's like this. When you have situations with people that become overwhelmed and they got the world on their back, I've been there and done it. And you have bills and you tired of hearing my voice talking about it's going to be okay, hold tight. You know, they got good reviews, this and that. And then next door, the landowner on his door, people get fed up, and he's a good worker. So I don't want to lose him because I trust him. I don't want to trust anyone with my mom. So that's why this is so important to me, because y'all can send anybody. That's fine. But this is the thing. Can I trust them? Can I trust them at home? Because prior, somebody came and took $200. Prior, someone came in. My mom had a knot on the eye. How did that get there? Nobody knows. So I just don't want this problem. I just want peace. I want an active relationship with the agency. I'm a good person. I'm calm. I'm respectful. I just want peace.
No,
if these people can get working and they can get what they need to have done and I can work and everybody doing what they're supposed to do, then I can keep my mom home.
No, and that's the goal. I don't want you to put her into a nursing home.
Don't
force
me, please, because
no.
I can't go through another agency. It's too much.
No, I get it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out again how do you pronounce her name?
Wajia.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna reach out to her again, so that she can send me the timesheet ASAP, so that we can put it into the system. And then Donnie became compliant as of the 27th, so I can pay him from the 27th. I just need to know his schedule so that I can put him into the system, because I have
yes.
him here, but I don't know what's the schedule that he's supposed to cover, so that way he can enter the timesheet.
Can
he
you
said
call
he did
me right
work.
Back and let me call him? Because let me call him. If he's let me call him and tell him. To answer his phone so you could call him, please.
Okay, yeah, no
Let
problem.
Let me send him an email first, and then you call me right back, and he'll answer, I guarantee you. Please.
Okay, no problem. Will do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.